Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. Oh, I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
Here we go.
What was that?
That was almost finding truth.
Okay, that's the sound of it.
Oh,
Okay, cool. Off to
And
a blazing start here.
boop.
So what do you got going on here? What's
Well, okay, last week I talked about, or maybe 2 weeks ago, talked about the time when, like, I got on the BART when I'm not wanting to talk to somebody, and it doesn't happen to be loud, and then, like, when you do want to talk to somebody, it is really loud,
Chom
and just,
time.
yeah, chomp time, you know? Those strange little correlations that kind of work against you, it seems like. I had another one of those. Actually, another two. The first was I was in the shower, and if you're in the shower and like your hair gets wet, but it's not like the last thing to get wet, you don't really need like a lot of drying off. Like your hair kind of starts to dry off in the shower, you
Okay,
know?
sure.
But if your hair is the last thing to get wet, you're just really dripping wet
Right.
for a while. So of course, the day that I'm just really dripping wet, and because I just turned the shower off and my head was under it and my hair soaked, is the day that my towel is not in the bathroom. It's up in like it's over on a shelf somewhere. And of course, that day happens to be the day that all the blinds and windows were left open outside. So this is just one of those things that happens. Those little like correlation of events, you know. It's like, well,
Murphy's Law.
it wouldn't have been so bad if I hadn't been like really dripping wet, you know. Just like if my hair had already started to dry out while I was in the shower, I wouldn't have been so wet, wouldn't have desperately needed the towel, before I even take a step out of the shower. Otherwise I'm just getting water everywhere. And so, I mean, it's one of those situations like, well, and if I were, if the blinds were closed, I could just run out there
So,
and grab it.
what did you do?
I used dirty laundry to dry off the clothes I had just taken off prior to showering.
Do you think anybody was looking, like if you had just gone out there?
Gone out naked? Probably not. But it was a point where I was like, out of courtesy, in case somebody's looking. Not that I mind if people see me naked, but I think some people might mind seeing me naked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like if
All
you're
the
walking down the street and there's like a naked guy, you're not like, all right.
prudes in the Tenderloin.
Well, I mean,
This is a classy neighborhood, all right? Could you please, you know?
I'm not. The people who live in the buildings might not want to see that.
Actually, while you were telling that story, I felt kind of bad because, there's this kind of phenomenon sometimes when like people tell like a story of like, oh, this thing happened to me, it sucks, and then the other person sometimes, and like, maybe not sometimes, just me or whatever, but it's like, well, why didn't you just have the towel there? Like, why would you get in the, it's like, I see that your problem is there and I feel bad for you, but it's like, this
Yeah,
is kind of
you're.
your own doing.
Oh yeah, no, I had put the towel in the laundry the day before or something. So
But why didn't you like, you don't like before you take a shower look that there's a towel there? It doesn't occur to you to do
I
that?
forgot to. It was the time that you
It's like
the point
forgetting
was
to put on pants.
not really the same as forgetting to put on pants,
I mean,
but
it kind of is.
no, it's not. How is that the same as forgetting to put on
Like,
pants?
I think it's just one of those things where you notice, like, as soon as I get in the shower or before I get in the shower, there's like, oh, there's a towel there. Okay, cool. Like,
Maybe that's the relation of where your towel hangs to the shower or something like that. My towel hangs behind the door, so I close that behind me. I don't even look. I'm going to the shower. The shower's in front of me. All right.
and I mean, like, I guess, was there no other towel anywhere in the bathroom?
I think everything had just been thrown in the laundry basket. And that was sort of the issue there.
You anyway. Guys don't have more than one towel? Like, I feel like whenever I take, like, if I do my towels, you know, in the laundry or whatever, I always, like, replace it right away. Like, because I know that I want, like, even if I want to go and, like, you know, wash my hands or, like, you know, wash my face or something like that, I need to have something to dry my hands off on, right? Right. So I would, like, instantly, like, replace it with my other towel, you know?
Well, we had, like, a hand towel.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right. I mean, like, why don't you just use that?
Because that doesn't, I mean, I'm telling you, the amount of soppy wetness when you have just soaked your head.
But how long? How long are your showers?
It doesn't matter. You only need to get your head. There's only so much water that your head can absorb. You know?
No, for sure. But like, you know, you were saying like,
how long are my showers? My showers are like 5 to 8 minutes long.
5 to 8 minutes. So you were saying like, you know how your premise was that like you hit your head. You wet your hair earlier, and then it, like, by the time the shower's over, it's dry.
Well, it's not dry, but it's drier.
So why not just wait that amount of time?
Well, yeah, but that's, you know, that's the whole point of the story. It's like, I don't want to sit there in the shower till I drip dry.
But it's your head, right?
Okay, listen.
Listen. That's why I feel bad. All right.
We come up, every week or so, we do a podcast, you know? It's like, what sort of little stories do we have? And okay, Scott, your story's stupid. All right, okay. Said let's do a podcast. I'm saying here's my stupid little story.
What I'm trying to say is like, I was trying to say like, don't you feel bad sometimes when you hear somebody's story, and you have to like, you can't. It's like the only thing that you're thinking is like, why did you do that? You know what I mean? It's like it's almost.
But I don't think that forgetting your towel is one of those moments.
See, it's weird. Like, it's weird because, like, for me, I know, like, most people would let that go.
I think if, you know, if the story was like, so then I just decided to jump for it, you know, like, off the cliff.
Well, no,
it's like, yeah, then it's sort of like, well, why'd you do that? You know? But this is forgetting your towel.
It's like not wearing pants, you know?
That's... I don't think that's really the same.
Oh, I forgot. I just forgot to look.
Anyway, I got another.
Okay, here we go.
What's the worst place in the house to break glass?
In bed.
that would be worse. But it's harder to break glass in bed.
It is.
It's really soft. It would take some effort to break glass in bed. But I was thinking the bathroom, because that's more where you're most likely to be barefoot.
Oh, you know? Okay, yeah.
And so last night, we have this this medicine cabinet above the mirror that doesn't really want to stay shut.
Mm.
And my girlfriend's a little jar of, like, you know, face cream or something comes tumbling out. And I'm already tired. I'm like, you know, it's 11 o'clock. I just want to go to bed. I just finished, like, brushing my teeth. I'm like, oh, I can go to bed. Shut the door to the thing, and boom, crack, this whole little jar comes crashing down, breaks. It hits on the edge of the bathtub. So there's broken glass, like tiny shards, up on the edge of the bathtub, down in the bathtub, and on the outside in this little crack. And then there's like cream everywhere. I was just like, shit. It took me another half hour.
So now you have to like clean the entire bathroom.
Oh, basically. Yeah. Totally. Because, I mean, I don't know if you've ever gotten tiny little slivers of glass in you, but they're like, they're such a pain.
Yeah.
They're just microscopic.
You have to wait till your body absorbs it, basically.
I don't know if your body can absorb glass.
What happens then? Like, what happens, like, do you think, if there's, like, a little shard of glass in your thing, and it kind of just gets below the surface of the skin, so the skin heals over it?
Well, I actually had a friend in high school who that happened to, and then, like, years after the incident, he had to get an operation because all of a sudden it decided to, like, swell up and get inflamed and pain. But, like, years... Ouch. After, and the doctor cut his finger open and was like, holy smoke, there was this sliver of glass in there. We didn't even know what it was.
All right, PSA, don't let that happen.
Yeah.
Clean up after your broken glass.
Yeah. Breaking glass sucks.
It does.
Don't do it. If I had my way, very little would be made of glass. You know, like, I think...
What are your alternatives, though?
Clear plastic.
I love a plastic, you know, that has its own sort of, you know, pitfalls.
Transparent aluminum.
Okay. Okay. I look forward to seeing that on the market.
You never know. It just takes somebody, you know. I actually heard that in a Star Trek movie. And so I'm just saying, if anyone's out there wanting to reconfigure aluminum so light passes through it, I'd be down.
Kind of like Ice Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, except much less devastating.
Possibly. We don't know.
This transparent aluminum just happens to like conduct electricity from anywhere.
Yes.
Don't touch your windows.
Or like destroy like any sort of like cells that it touches.
Yeah, there you go. Pop. You could just push somebody's face into it and their head would melt.
Wow, that would be terrible. All right.
Well, boo.